Alaska's senior senator has been found guilty on all 7 counts of lying on his financial disclosure forms. A Washington, D.C. jury convicted Senator Ted Stevens this afternoon on all charges. The first says Stevens schemed to conceal gifts on his disclosure forms. The rest of the counts break down the charges by year, starting with Stevens' 2001 form. The jury of 8 women and 4 men arrived at their verdict after less than 3 days of deliberations. There was silence in the packed courtroom as the jury foreman read their verdict, saying guilty on each count. Stevens left the courthouse without speaking to reporters, but issued a written statement just 2 hours later, saying he is innocent and plans to keep fighting. He is still running for re-election next week, and said in a statement that he plans to return to Alaska on Wednesday to campaign. Stevens said he's disappointed by the verdict, but not surprised, given the, quote, repeated instances of prosecutorial misconduct in this case. Prosecutors did have some close calls when they were admonished by Judge Emmett Sullivan for withholding evidence and information about a possible witness, but the judge penalized them by throwing out some evidence and testimony and decided to move forward. Stevens claims in today's statement that the prosecutors, quote, allowed evidence to be introduced that they knew was false. The Justice Department's case against Stevens is part of a massive 4-year investigation into corruption in Alaska state politics. Senator Stevens' conviction is by far the highest profile one that the government has netted. Matt Friedrich, the acting assistant attorney general for the Justice Department's criminal division, said today that prosecutors proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Stevens knowingly filed false financial disclosure forms over 6 years.
The evidence at trial showed that Senator Stevens committed this crime to hide from the public and from his constituents the fact that he had received hundreds of thousands of dollars of freebies from an Alaska corporation and its chief executive officer.
Despite Stevens' claims that prosecutors acted in a, quote, unconscionable manner, Friedrich counted today's sweeping convictions as a win for the Justice Department.
This has been a long and hard-fought trial. The department is proud of this team, not only for this trial, but for the investigation which led to it. This investigation continues, as does our commitment to holding elected officials accountable when they violate our laws.
Stevens is only the 5th sitting senator ever convicted of a crime. His name will still appear on next week's ballot. If he's reelected, it would be up to the Senate to unseat him. Stevens will likely appeal today's decision. His lawyers have until early December to file any motions. Judge Sullivan said he'll wait to assign a sentencing date until February, when Stevens' lawyers and prosecutors will meet again at a motions hearing.